Thank you so much for holding. So I did go ahead and reach out, and they are definitely going to verify and get back to me with an answer for you, okay?
Okay.
Did you want me to call you back tomorrow morning?
Sure. Yeah, I've got a meeting at 9:30, but yeah, you can always leave a message.
Okay, perfect. Or worst case, if I get it sooner rather than later, I can also give you a call back tonight.
Okay, that's fine. So you know where Kerr Road is? That's
Yes.
like in the middle. Okay, so it looked like the marks on the road went between Kerr Road and Slate Quarry.
Okay. All
But they
right,
didn't
yeah.
seem to go past Kerr Road, and I'm just slightly north of, I'm
Of
two
Kerr Road,
houses
yeah.
past Kerr Road. You know, like there's a
Yeah, so
big, really
we're re
nice house on the road on the right side, you know,
Yes.
like an old farmhouse. Okay, that's not me.
No, but you're before, essentially you're before the large horse farm.
No, not well. There's the horse farm, and then there's the house right next to the horse farm, which is an old, you know, turn of the century or so. That's not that has flowers. You know, it's planted
Yes.
nicely. That's not my house either. We're off the road, so you can't see the house,
Okay, so
but
you're
that's
on a
where it is.
driveway, is a little setback.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, I did go ahead and provide with the specific address just to kind of see if that's within our route right there, at least for the near future. And that way we can get back to you with a more accurate time frame as to when we would be in that area and when
Okay,
construction would
excellent.
start. But if we do have some markings there, then I would expect it to start soon because we are currently doing construction at the moment in Rhinebeck.
Hopefully we continue those in front of me.
Oh, I'm hoping so as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
Yeah.
see why we wouldn't, considering technically you are closer to the village than
Right.
between Slate Quarry and Care. So
Yeah.
I mean, I would see that definitely in the future within the next 6 to 8 months. Absolutely.
Oh, that quickly. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so they're looking to roll out as much service as possible within by the end of the year.
Okay. And then two other questions. One big picture item. I'm just curious. I hear, you know, I read about like this whole infrastructure bill, you know, to connect internet, to, you know, make everybody in the country have good internet, speedy internet. Is that something that's affecting you? Like, do you guys get money from that?
As far as I know, we have some investors that have backed quite a bit of money towards it, but what really our focus is we don't have a lot of companies that offer fiber optic networks. So
Right.
what we want to do is we're focusing on the areas that are less likely to have fiber optic competitors,
Right.
because we want to provide the best possible internet, which is through fiber optic, which is light pulses that emit pass through the
Right.
data.
Yeah.
So with us not having much access to it, like I have cable, you've had Spectrum, and they're giving you the set rate
No,
number.
I don't have
Oh,
Spectrum.
you
I
don't, but
mean,
you've inquired about it and
no.
they want to charge you that.
Right. I don't have that. But I have Frontier over copper wires, and it's
Oh,
so
yeah.
slow.
Yeah, and
I
that's
you know.
why what we want to do is we want to provide the best service possible to as many people because we don't see. I mean, we're only a couple of hours away from the city, and yet we still have a lot of dead zones. We have a lot of,
Right.
very little access to higher technology with the speed and with the types of cabling that we have. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to focus on those areas that have the least amount of that so that we can provide that to better everybody's connection to the technology world.
Yep, sounds good to me. And how is your pricing? Like, is it competitive, hopefully?
Oh, absolutely. So our pricing, right now, what we're offering is if you do with autopay with your checking account, your 1 gig fiber optic network. So you would have 1 gigabyte simultaneous. That's both upload and download. So you would have 1 gig download speed. And while you're uploading something, that's not going to be affected by your download speed. So it would be 1 gig upload alongside 1 gig download so that it's much faster. We're offering $69.99 with the auto pay. That takes $10 off. So normal price is $79.99 for the 1 gig plan.
Right.
And with the checking account, if you do the auto pay, it would take $10 off of that. If you choose
Right.
to do an auto pay with credit or debit card, it would only take $5 off.
Okay, and could I get like cable service through you too? Could you do that?
So I know that that's been an idea that has been passed on as an idea, but right now our main focus is internet and landline phones.
Okay, so I could, and how much more would it cost to hook up my, right now I have everything on, through Frontier because that's the
Of
only thing that's
course.
available.
Yes. So landlines are 25 a month,
Right.
and
Okay.
the internet, depending on which package you choose, we have different kinds. We have the 1 gig, the 2 gig, and then soon we'll have the 8 gig as well.
Well, 1 gig is, I can't tell you how slow my, I mean, literally, I'm in mega, not gigas, and it's like, I don't remember the number, but it's like the upload speed was like 8 or something. When I talk to my IT people in the office, they laugh. I mean, literally, they laugh.
Oh
They
yeah.
can't believe it.
No, I completely understand that because with my cable company, I have Optimum because we're out in Stamfordville.
Right.
That's the only thing that's available to us. We don't even have the option of Spectrum or anybody else.
Right. That's, yeah.
Which is another reason that we are doing what we're doing is because, we want people to have more options. It shouldn't
Right.
be monopolized. And I
Yep.
personally feel like it's that way, it's we don't have a
Yep.
lot of choices depending on where we live. But with the with what I have, I pay for 1 gig download, but the maximum I'll get on upload is 35 megabytes per second.
Yeah.
So the
Yeah. So
fact
I'm
that
like
Archtop
single
is
digit megabyte.
offering,
So you're more than 3 times faster and you know how slow yours is. So,
Oh,
you know.
absolutely. I've actually been having a lot of issues
Yeah, when my kids are on, I got to tell them if I'm sending something to work, I got to tell them to get off the computers, literally.
Oh,
It's
yeah, I've
like
been
the old
there.
commercials.
One time when I lived up in Windham Mountain, it was Hensonville, technically it's right next to Windham. We
Yeah.
didn't have any options. What was offered to us was dial up.
Right. Well, that's
Yeah,
basically what I have. I have
good
copper
luck on playing
wired, but
Xbox.
yeah. Okay,
Yeah.
last question. So, like I said, I currently have a pole that comes into my house, and that's the telephone, the Frontier is buried. The electric, I guess, is on the pole,
Yes.
but from the road to the house, it's all buried. Now, if I were to sign up with you, do you guys do that as well?
We do, yes. So most oftentimes, our techs will arrive to the property 1 or 2, maybe 3 days before your actual install appointment. You wouldn't even need to be home for that. We would just kind of check to see, what is where, how they would best lay the cable, and the deepest we dig is 6 to 8 inches. So
Okay, and
we'll
that gets
determine as to
below the
whether we
cross
need to do
line,
an
or you,
aerial.
yeah, or you don't need to get, it's not like water pipes, you don't have to get below the cross line, you just have to.
No, correct. Yeah, it's 6 to 8 inches is what we how we bury.
Okay, and any other questions I have? No, I guess that's it. And
Yeah,
then
and
when you install it, I have to be there, and you give me a new modem, and it's 1, 2, 3.
correct.
Oh, I do have another question.
Yeah.
So we have an alarm, and that's hooked up to the alarm company through the telephone. Well, I mean, we have backup too, but it's basically through the telephone, which, like I said, it's now copper wires. Do you know, or is this a company a question for the alarm company? It, like, would it be a quick, 1, 2, 3 with the phone to hook it up, or do I have to like make arrangements with them for the switchover?
So I would definitely verify that with the alarm company as well, because essentially we don't provide landline service through your typical cable. It actually comes directly through the modem.
Right.
It's in a sense, it's kind of similar to voice over internet, but it's not quite voice over internet. We still use the fiber optic cables at that point for your digital phone line.
Right. Well, I'm sure that's the case with a lot of people, right? Because a lot of people have, fiber optic telephone lines, right? Or is this different than a fiber optic telephone line?
Oh no, so it would be the same. It would be the same as the fiber optic telephone line. It's just that ours is digital, so we provide the phone service as a digital service. So it'd still be
Right.
using the fiber optic cable. As far as like how the alarm company handles it, I would reach out to who your provider is for your alarm company, and verify that whether or not they need the copper cables or if, it goes digital at that point.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it could go digital. I'll check with them whether they need to do something to switch it over.
Oh,
Because
absolutely.
obviously everybody's getting away from copper, except for Frontier, of course, which has been promising fiber optics for the last 5 years. But
Yeah, I mean, I've heard things with different cable companies that they're currently in the works with fiber optic as well, and I've heard some, like for my provider, they've thrown out a pricier price than what I currently pay, and I'm like, well, I'm glad Archtop is coming out towards me. So, it'll take a
right.
while, but it's getting there. We have a lot of construction crews currently working, trying to get the best service out to people, and they're doing it as quickly as they possibly can. They have all the permits. They've already started a lot of the construction. You'll see our trucks everywhere. So we are definitely working on getting to that. We have community involvement. So even the mayor of Kingston has, we've done events with them. So we've had quite a bit of, I think a lot of people are pretty happy with the fact that they're being given a new option.
Yeah, no,
Plus, we're all local,
that's
so
the general sentiment.
that's
Yeah,
even better.
right.
We're
So
all
how come
local.
you? Yeah, but I saw you had a Florida office. What's the deal with that?
So I'm not too sure. I know that we do have a Florida section, but our headquarters are here in Kingston, actually.
Right.
So I
Yep.
do know that
Okay.
they're offering some service. I know that a lot of people travel between New York and Florida, so that, I mean, I can definitely find out for you.
No, I don't care. I never go to Florida. So I
Oh
don't really care. I just saw it on your website. That's why I asked.
yeah, no. So we have a separate office in Florida. We do have a section in Florida, but our headquarters are primarily here in Kingston. So we're all made up of local teams. We all know the area. As per our conversation, you've probably noticed I
Right.
was,
Yep.
yeah. So it's great. It kind of gives a more connected feeling to the community. And honestly, I think it's great personally, just because we're here to, a lot of people, they have companies and they're like, hey, I'm having an issue, and then you have to explain to them exactly where you live, and they're like, oh, well, I'm not familiar with the area. Luckily, we
Right.
are, and we're all local, and I think it makes it easier for everybody because, the texts don't get lost. You have the customer, for example, you that feels a little bit more reassured that, hey, okay, we know this is going to get taken care of properly. And then us, it's just easier when somebody understands the general location of the area that we're servicing. I think that's very important,
No,
personally.
absolutely. And most of your cables are buried?
Yes. So we do have some areas where we have to go aerial. Essentially, what happens is that we actually follow the electricity lines, but we tend to bury our cables. That way, we don't have to worry about, tree limbs coming down
Right.
on the lines and then having to do a whole bunch of
Yeah,
repairs and
right.
having people without service. It can get pretty bad out there sometimes,
Yeah,
and
no,
I've
that's one of the
experienced it
reasons.
myself.
That's the one thing I liked about Frontier, that they had buried lines. It's the only thing I liked about them.
Yeah, so I mean, essentially, like the real question is like, how are the utilities coming in? What we do is we follow the power lines. Driveways, we don't dig into or under them unless, you have the choice per se. So
Right.
like if you decide, hey, are you able to just lay it underneath the driveway, then at that point, we would be able to do that. But aerial is determined by the way that the environment is. If electricity utility is underground, we will follow that a lot of times. If it's aerial, we'll follow aerial. But again, there's often a mix. So,
Right.
But we do actually have some great construction videos that also kind of explain a little bit more on our website. So if you click on construction, it'll show here's where we're going. You can either view the
Yep, I
map.
saw that.
Under those six drop downs that show, like,
Oh,
before
yeah, do
construction,
our
during
video
that.
series. I'm on it right now, yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay,
So that will
terrific.
actually give a little bit of a deeper look into how we do things. And it can inform you and also, kind of curb that curiosity because I know I'm always curious and I'm always looking for information and I
Right.
love to learn things. So
Yep.
I just think it's handy
Okay.
that we have that there for those who are curious and
Yep,
want to
maybe
learn
I'll
more.
watch it. Okay, CJ, thank you very much. I
Oh, you're
appreciate it,
very, very
and I look
welcome.
forward to hearing from you.
Absolutely. I'll definitely give you a call back tomorrow morning. If I don't reach you by phone, I will leave a voicemail.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You as well. Thank you so much, David. Have a wonderful
You're
evening.
welcome. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.